Thank you for joining me for the second part of the Amen June's Recovery Newsletter, Spiritual Recovery Newsletter. And the second part is about spiritual endeavor. Being on a spiritual path means to endeavor to see and act from spirit. My spiritual director continues to repeat these three phrases. Love God. God is the light, the Christ, Krishna, Allah, Buddha, higher power, etc. Love what God loves. God loves all. God created all. Love self. Here, self is not the bodily designation, but the spirit within. Cultivate the silence, meaning go within, experience the still point within, the peace. Love others, creation and all that is. See him as the inner light of all beings. Everything in creation has light. Another quote from a book which is titled Women of Power and Grace, and was written by Timothy Conway. And this is a quote from Anandamayi Moore. To abolish the distinction between I and you is the sole purpose of all spiritual endeavor. To endeavor our spiritual practices does not mean endeavoring social causes, environmental causes, health or dieting concerns, etc. Spiritual practices are the very things that bring the spirit within into alignment with itself, spirit. Those are prayers, chant and japa, meditation, contemplation of the sacred scriptures, to name a few. To do good for others, as it has been said, love others is terrific. But before that, we love self, spirit within. Love and self is the spiritual nutrients that help reconnect to spirit, helping spirit within be the light in the outside world. When able to be the light in the world, all the other endeavors of social, environmental, health, etc., fall simultaneously into line. The spiritual endeavor is to keep one's mind on God. This practice, the spiritual discipline, the sadhana, to leave the surface of the outside world and to penetrate the sanctuary, the kingdom within, the still point, is the enlightening embracing of spirit. Another quote from the same book, Women of Power, written by Timothy Conway, and it's another quote from Anandamayi Moore. And she says, whenever one has nothing special to do, silently practice japa, or in other words, interior prayer. Recite the names of the favorite name of the God of your understanding in rhythm with one's breathing. In fact, this exercise should go on continually until japa, interior prayer, has become as natural as breathing. Something that we can practice every day, no doubt. Our spiritual endeavor can take many forms. Today, our culture shies away from traditional practices, such practices that worked for thousands of years. Many people feel they need to do their own thing in today's world, what makes them comfortable. They forget the word sacred comes from the word sacrifice. That means giving up your plan and following those of self-realized ones. Spiritual traditions and teachings do not become old. They do not have a beginning or an end. Although the written form might have looked like it started at a particular time, sacred scripture was spoken before time was recorded. Om, peace, amen.